We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
714 highs today, only in the 50s. Right now, it's still in the 40s. And here's a fun fact for you. Since that black cat made its way onto the field at MetLife Stadium during a Cowboys-Giants game earlier this month, the teams that are named after cats, and I don't know how this factors into betting or not, teams with cat nicknames are 0-12 since then. The Lions 0-4, the Bengals 0-3, the Jaguars 0-2. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Hey, Mike, how you?
I'm good, Tommy. It's good to hear from you, man. I've done about a dozen shows since you've been on vacation.
Well, I don't think I was on vacation. I think it was off Thanksgiving, and I think it was off the day after, and I think it was a weekend, but I don't know about, I didn't go to Europe or anything. I did hear you, though.
Well, glad you didn't. That'd have been a real short trip to Europe.
I did hear you, though, when the clock radio came off. You were talking to Mitchell, I think it was, Bob Mitchell.
Yeah,
about some stuff.
Sure enough.
All right, let me start with this. I texted my friends here, and I said, because I am a glutton for punishment, I rewatched the onsides kicks. Deuce McAllister, after the game, was the only guy that got it right. Tony Dungy kept saying the kicks were perfect and fantastic. Rodney Harrison alluded to Mike Thomas being tougher than Alvin Kamara. Deuce said the front guys needed to block somebody, and if you watch all three kicks, Atlanta's number 54 gets through each time. Even slapping the ball away from Michael Thomas at the last second, he was getting ready to field it on the third one. If we block number 54, none of these would have been successful. Am I wrong?
It's a scheme issue.
Yeah.
Somebody wasn't doing their job, and it's a scheme personnel issue. When that starts to happen, you got to wonder about what you got up front to make sure that you make the secure catch. But also, you're playing some people up front that haven't been there before. And as was a new guy up front who just got signed as a tight end, looked like as though he missed a couple of shots there. So, listen, it's all schematic. You got to know what you're doing, and not just some of the time. You got to know what to do all of the time. And that was the mess up.
Yeah, I hope they get that fixed. I would think they would.
Yeah, they work on onside kick and special teams every day. It's just that, hey, listen, practice is practice. It ain't like playing in a real game.
54 came through unscathed, and I think we needed to scathe him up a little. Somebody texted in here and said, should they put somebody other than Michael Thomas, rather than Alvin Kamara on the onside kick? It seemed like they were protecting themselves from being hit rather than catching a ball. If you watch it tape, that's not what happened at all. At one point, they didn't even have a chance to make a play on a ball because, again, 54 came through unchecked. If you look at the videotape closely, Michael Thomas, he didn't have a shot at it because right as the ball was coming to him and he was getting ready to field it, number 54 slapped it away. But we'll fix that. Let's talk about the Saints and the 49ers. You saw the 49ers yesterday against the Ravens. What impressed you about the 49ers, and what made you think that they're vulnerable in different areas?
Well, they're playing a unique built team because it is built around Lamar, and he's got some skill set that not a lot of quarterbacks has today, in that he can run the football extremely well. So that means you're going to see more of Taysom Hill going up against the 49ers. They are talented. And, man, they can run up front. That was a driving rainstorm in that game. So you knew offensively that wasn't going to be the high notes of the season. But I did think the 49ers ran the football pretty well. The passing game, so-so. It was sort of hit and miss with it. And again, weather conditions played into that part too. But that's what they're built on. They're built on running the football, They have three backs they can kind of hit you a bunch of different ways with. Kittle is extremely impressive at tight end, not only as a runner, but watching him yesterday, how good of an inline blocker he is for the running game. And their defensive front seven is pretty strong. That was a good football game to watch yesterday. Two really good teams kind of going at it, and the Ravens just made a few more plays.
And since we're on it, last night, Sunday Night Football, Deshaun Watson kind of put on a clinic. I hate to say that for Tom Brady, but are the Patriots kind of falling apart, or they just usually do this during the season? They have a little down period and then come back.
It's like a rerun of a movie. I've seen it before. Every once in a while, they don't really play well, and they didn't last night, and the Texans put it to them. And Watson's a tremendous football player. Just, he is what he is. Just what we saw at Clemson, you see again with the Texans. He makes it work for them. If they can protect him, they're going to win a lot of games. When they don't, you know, they get beat. But the Patriots do it a certain way. The one thing I don't see is the flash in the receiving core. They haven't had that in a while. And they used to be able to kind of hang their hat on Gronkowski at tight end. And now he's not there. Man, Brady is limited on where he can go with the football in the pitch and catch part of the game. But you know what? They almost stole one last night. Mm-hmm. They made a comeback late, and then they hit an onside kick, and it was just right. And he just didn't field it. But they could have literally stole a game last night. The Texans dominated from start to finish, and they make a play late in the fourth quarter. They know how to win. But I still think the best team in the AFC is the one that played earlier in the day in the Ravens. In their ability to run the football, they are really stout on defense, tremendous special teams. So if you're asking me who's the best team, it's Baltimore. Even though the Patriots have all that experience, the talent level in the pitch and catch part of the game isn't quite there for the Patriots, like we've seen in years past, because they always had that element of Gronkowski for the last few years. That's not there today.
Right, we're picking up here when we come back. Mike Dettillier, our guest, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Saints playing the 49ers this weekend. They'll be in the top seed. They will be the number one seed as it stands now if they can win. And we've got a couple of questions for Mike when we come back. 721 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL and college football analyst. The 49ers lost yesterday. The Saints can beat them Sunday in the Dome. The Saints will have the number one seed and will control their own future. Somebody texted in, Mike, about Alvin Kamara, and he does not look the same as he did last year. Is he hurt, or is our team somehow figuring him out? What's going on with him? Do you know?
Yeah, well, he's had an injury. I mean, that's not big news. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been hurt since earlier in the season. And, you know, at times he flashes it, but you can tell, you know, if it's the ankle or the knee or whatever. He's got some issues there. Physically, where he's not quite the same. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's not breaking news. I mean, that's been like that since early in the season. He missed some time. And, you know, he's trying to play through whatever he's got. He's trying to play through it. And that's why, to me, you got to run Latavius Murray more.
Is this?
He's got to be a bigger part of the attack.
I agree, and you got to give it to him more frequently. Is this something Alvin Kamara is going to struggle with the rest of the season?
Well, if he's got it now, it ain't going to get no better. That's all I know. No, listen, injuries don't get better during the season.
Right.
When you have something knee, ankle-wise, if you're back, it does not get better. You feel real good before the injury, but afterwards it's not quite the same. You might feel a little bit better with it, but it's still there for you. So, you know, again, everybody's fighting it. If you're a professional player, you never feel good this time of year.
And that's your kicker. When it comes to the Saints beating the 49ers, what do they have to do?
You got to control the tempo of the game, and you got to have balance. You just can't come out throwing the football. because you saw early yesterday, if you, you know, again, because of the weather conditions, that was thrown off a little bit. But I do think balance wins against them. You cannot be one dimensional. Because if you give up on the run too quickly, they're going to come after you. That group up front is really fast and can really run the football, get after the quarterback. The other thing, too, is you're going to have Taysom Hill more involved. And I do think we saw a glimpse of it Thursday night against the Falcons, where, you know, you can kind of maybe throw a team off a little bit with Taysom in there. But I do think against a team like the 49ers, with the speed and the quickness they have up front, you may be going to have to alter things a little bit, and part of that is more Taysom Hill.
Somebody texted in and said, oh, and I got to clear this up. First of all, the Saints have the first seed if the Seahawks beat Minnesota tonight. But somebody texted in, we try to get the customers involved here. Latavius Murray, 4 carries, 2 yards with the Falcons. How can Sean Payton get him more involved? And I think the answer to that is just give him the ball. Keep him running, because he's one of these guys that the more carries he has, the better he's get, right? Better he gets.
Well, I think he's like most backs. They want to touch the football 10, 12, 13 times, 14 times in a game. And so you're going to have to get him more involved. You understand the situation with Alvin. He gives teams a lot of fits because he's a mismatch. As a runner on the edge, and also as a receiver coming out of the backfield. So you want to still have that element. But if I did anything different, it would be to make sure that Murray carries the football more, because I think that he gives you that power between the tackles type runner that late in the year you don't have as much depth on defense. You got a lot of injuries, guys trying to play through injuries. They don't want to be tackling that 225-pound back too many times.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike Dottiglia, WWL NFL and college football analyst. I think of Bum Phillips. He likes to run. I like to watch him. Back in a flash right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.